Masechtas Brachas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah continues the theme from the Mishnah, previous Mishnah, about people that attend a burial that are exempt from the mitzvah of Krishma. After the burial, the Avelim, the mourners, would leave the cemetery and stand in a designated place outside the cemetery, and the other people present would line up in rows, offering words of comfort to the Avelim, to the mourners. The Mishnah says, Kavuras HaMeis, after they buried the mace, after they buried the dead person, V'chazru, and they're returning, they're leaving the cemetery and going to the designated area to form these rows, Im Yichelim LaHaschil, V'ligmar, Ad Shalei Yagiu L'Shura, if they're able to begin and complete the entire Kriya Shema while they're walking towards the designated area to form rows, if they can complete the whole Kriya Shema Ad Shalei Yagiu L'Shura, and before they reach the area where they form rows, then Yaschilu, then they should start saying Kriya Shema, because since they have time to say Kriya Shema before the rows, they're mechayev, they're obligated to say Kriya Shema v'mlav. But if they do not have enough time to complete Kriya Shema before they reach that area, lo yaschilu, they should not even begin Kriya Shema, and they are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And this is because Isaac b'mitzvahs, patur min mitzvah, someone who's busy already performing one mitzvah, which they are in this case, then they're patur from doing other mitzvahs, such as Kriya Shema. The Mishnah continues, ha'imdim b'shura ha'pnimim p'tura. Those that are standing in the front rows, that are the Avelim are able to see them, so then they're patur from saying Kriya Shema while standing in their rows. They're busy comforting the Avelim. V'achitzainim, but the people standing in the outer rows that are not seen by the Avelim, Chayavim, they are obligated to say Kriya Shema, because they're not currently consoling the Avelim, and so they are Mechayiv in saying Kriya Shema. Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah discusses some people that are always exempt from the mitzvah of Shema, as well as other mitzvahs. Nashim v'avadim uktanim, Nashim women, avadim, are slaves, this is specifically an Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, who has a half a geiris and has mitzvahs just like women. So that's women and avadim ketanim, avadim kananim and uktanim, minors, boys under bar mitzvah. All three of these are peturim kriya shema umenat tefillin. They're pater both from saying kriya shema and from putting on tefillin daily, and that is because these are mitzvahs asei shas man grama, time bound mitzvahs aseis, that these three, women and Eved Kananim are pater in a mitzvah sasei man grama, and Kitanim under bar mitzvah are anyways not obligated in any of the mitzvahs until they turn bar mitzvah. However, the Mishnah says v'chayavim b'tfila u'mezuzah brechas amazon. They're chayav, they're obligated in tefillah and shemona esrei. All these three, women, slaves, and children, to make sure they have mezuzah up in their house, and berachas hamazon, benching after eating bread. All three of these are obligated in those mitzvahs.